Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon. Right, I'm going to try once more, and if it doesn't work out this time, then that's it forever. Let's do it. I feel pleased. I feel relieved. Well done, Mills. You found your mojo. That's from Husey and Catterick. You had a point to prove, and it showed. You gave that absolutely everything. Full of emotion. Well done. From Gaz in Derby.
Few people are saying you've found your mojo.
Yeah.
Where'd you put it?
I don't know. I think last week what happened was, you know, my ear infection. I think it was the signs of that, because it's all connected. Throat, ears, nose.
I thought you had your ear infection was this week.
Yeah, but it was the start of it.
You're forgetting which illnesses you've made up which week now.
No, it was the start of it last week.
Oh, okay.
So, that
now it's fine.
Well, yeah, because I've got the antibiotics, all fine. Back to your best Mills, 10 out of 10 from Lee in Southampton. There aren't that many people that didn't enjoy it this week, and I'm quite relieved because I thought that was going to be the end of it. But it's back on. And hello to all the people that hate it and switch off every day at every Friday at 10
past 4. So that's not the end?
That's not the end.
Good.
Right, Sasha, record of the week coming up. Also, Igloo in Hartley. Bit of a sad day today at Radio 1. Jo Wiley's last show before she goes off to have a baby. Dave Pearce's last show on Radio 1, which is end of an era, yeah, on Radio 1 today.
That's why I'm glad it's not the last, it's only Blue Friday, otherwise that would have been too much to cope with.
I know. Sarah Cox's last show for 2 days.
Yes.
She's back on Monday, in for Jo Wiley. And sadly, it is the last day of Becky Cam. And you know what? People have been addicted to it in their sixth form comm rooms, in their offices, in their factories. People have been watching it for a couple of weeks now. And even though it's a load of randoms from the Radio 1 office not really doing much, it's become strangely addictive. And it's become a part of people's lives, everyday lives at work.
People in that office have become addicted to it.
Or upstairs,
yeah,
have they?
Never off it. Certain people.
Yeah. Do you know what? This is really bad. I shouldn't really say this, but yesterday I had some texts from someone I've not spoken to for a while, and I was on my phone, and the headcam was on the one that didn't speak, and I made this face and deleted them, and then that person texted my phone going, I've just seen you delete both my messages and make a face.
That's slightly.
And you hadn't replied.
No. Slightly stalkerish, isn't it? It just shows you. Just
hang on.
You.
You're saying that they're slightly stalkerish.
I think that is a bit stalkerish.
I think it's worse that you just deleted them.
So do
them.
I did the
are
face.
Are you going to apologise? Why are you now having a go at them, making it even worse, rather than apologising and saying, those weren't your messages, honestly, I was about to reply to you a bit later on. You could have just said it to
someone
else.
And you also said that you hadn't spoken to them for a while.
Yeah, so there's a reason why I haven't spoken to them for a while.
So two texts isn't really stalkerish.
Is this friendship over now?
It's stalkerish. Texting me to... No, stalkers watching me on the head cam at the same time to see if I read or delete your messages and make a face.
Maybe they were just watching the head cam rather than to see whether you were reading their messages.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
It's quite big-headed, I think. I think you should apologise to whoever it is.
Sorry.
Head cam.
And if you did like Becky Cam and you're going to miss that in your life, then they here have an idea that I think is a rubbish idea, but they think it's a brilliant idea, and it's going to be bigger than Becky Cam. What do you think of the idea?
I think it's I'm glad it's not me.
Me too. I think I got out of it lightly with Becky Cam, to be honest.
Well, aren't you both lucky?
Yes, yeah. Very.
I'll tell you what this new idea, which is bigger than Becky Cam, is in just a few minutes.
Radio 1, Scott Mills. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Do you know what we haven't talked about for a while?
What?
The best blog on the internet today.
What's up, boys and girls? This is Diddy Blog.
He's back.
Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog.
It's Puff P. Diddy, whatever the name is, blog on the internet. And you know what you have to do when you hear Diddy Blog?
Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog. Okay. When y'all hear Diddy Blog, that means y'all start what y'all doing. Y'all pay attention.
Y'all pay attention.
I'm listening.
Okay. This is one of his pearls of wisdom from before.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy. Fresh off a run, fresh off a good hour and a half workout. Check this out. I'm on the treadmill a day. Just something I want to share with y'all. I'm on the treadmill a day, and, you know, usually when I'm on the treadmill, I'm thinking. But today when I was on the treadmill, as I'm doing that, you know, I'm running. And all of a sudden, I start to really hear me running. I actually catch myself hearing myself breathe and run.
Yeah, and then he realizes this.
You know, and, you know, I actually have 10 fingers and 10 toes, and I can see. And, like, I'm running, like, you know.
You know?
And I just wanted to come and check in with y'all and tell you I just got finished running, you know. I just got finished breathing. You know, I'm alive, and I could run.
Don't finish breathing.
Then, like I look down and I realize that I'm running. Let me go back to running.
Okay, and he goes back to running.
See, I wonder how he can top that entry.
You say that. There's a brand new entry on Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog, that he... did you see the paper the other day? If you are having a bad day, look this up on the internet, right? This is going to be a picture, if you're having a bad day, that will make you smile. Have you got it there, one that doesn't speak? Describe what you see on that picture.
I see P. Diddy walking in, or just about to put his left white trainer into a whole load of dog poo.
That's right.
That he's on a... Oh, and then the follow-up photo is he's just realised he stood
right in it.
In dog poo.
That cheers you up, doesn't it? But you know what? That makes him cool.
Does it?
Listen to the Diddy Blog.
I made some news. I'm so cool.
How cool are you, Diddy?
I'm so cool that if I walk down the street and I step in, it makes the cover of the papers. Now that's cool.
That is so cool, isn't it?
Mm.
How cool is that?
That it doesn't get much cooler.
I made some news. I'm so cool.
How cool are you, Diddy?
Not really that cool.
Is that his assistant? Yeah. He's probably had to wipe it off his shoe for him.
How cool you are, Diddy.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the latest from Diddy Blog. Diddy Blog.
She's
so cool.
She's been out there with a stick trying to get it off his train.
Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog, Diddy Blog.
Do you know the great thing about Diddy Blog? Doesn't make him sound like an arrogant idiot at all. I quite like it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Charlotte.
What's going on, Charlotte?
I'm devastated that Becky Cam's gone.
It's not gone yet.
Well, it's going.
How long have you been watching it for?
2 weeks.
Have you? What do you do? Like, go to school or college and then come home and just watch it?
Yeah, I come straight back from college and whack it on.
Where do you go to college?
Talky Girls Grammar.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's the end.
It can't be the end.
God, you're really upset.
There's a little bit longer left, isn't there?
Should
I'll be watching it to the end.
Should we?
The very end.
I don't think I've got any big highlights planned.
Oh dear.
It'll be as dull as it's been for the last 2 weeks.
What do you find exciting about it? Because it's not. It's quite dull.
I don't know. It's just really addictive, like seeing Into the Offices and that.
Yeah. At the moment, there's just a hula hoop on a chair.
But that's great.
Really? Bless you.
Oh. Do you think we need to set up some kind of helpline, like when boy bands split up?
Just definitely.
To right wean people off the Becky Cam. Right when the Spice Girls split up, yeah, same.
Was the Becky Cam holding a press conference to announce that it's finishing?
Now, Charlotte, stay on the line for a second, all right?
Okay.
Because they've got this great new idea here at Radio 1, which Becky is now going to tell us about. And just hear her out and see what you think about it, all right?
Okay.
Well, we have Becky Cam, and then we have the one that doesn't speak Cam, and now I think it's only fair that we have Scott Cam.
Yep.
Yep. So we're going to have webcams all over your actual house.
Wow.
She's still there.
Yeah.
So, what do you reckon?
That sounds pretty good.
Scott?
Yeah, I'm really... I think it's... Who's going to want to watch this?
Basically,
well, everybody. She is.
We've basically got webcams in every single room of your house, which you can watch 24 hours a day.
That's 37 webcams.
No, there isn't 37.
Is it the West Wing and the East Wing?
And also, what rooms are they going in,
They're going in the kitchen, the lounge, the bedroom. There's one on the stairs, so we can see you moving about, and the landing.
Not the bathroom. No, really not the bathroom.
No.
That's not going to happen.
And you'll have the head cam as well, so when you're walking around your house, we'll be able to see what you see.
I just don't think anyone's going to...
Hang on. Why you're not bothered about it being in the... you don't want it in the bathroom, but you're quite happy with it in your bedroom.
Don't mind it. Well, yeah, it's better in the bedroom than the bathroom. Oh, I'd rather not the bedroom. Oh, we can talk about this off air. Nothing really happens in the bedroom, to be honest.
Really?
No.
Is it a bit of a quiet area?
Yeah. It's all fine. I'd say a lot more activity happens in the bathroom.
The bedroom's just a room for quiet reflection on what's gone wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, Charlotte, you're the first person to know about this. What are your thoughts? Your thoughts now.
Sounds good.
So it's just me in my house for a week.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
And this is all next week on Radio 1. Is that going to be as exciting for you as Becky Cam was?
Definitely.
Are we doing the show from there as well?
Yep, live every day.
So our whole show comes from my house as well.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's lots of engineers walking around, mm-hmm. scratching their asses and going, yeah. Can't do that.
But they're not on just during the show. They're on for the whole time.
Yeah.
So from the moment you wake up till, well, till you wake up again the following day.
Wow.
I think we might let you have a few
So we'll get to see your flatmate, will we?
Oh, God, yeah.
Your cleaner.
Oh, no.
Your cleaners,
no,
yeah?
No.
Your friends, have you got...
Do you have lots of friends pop round?
Sometimes.
All yeah. Oh, right.
We'll be able to see what you watch on telly, what you eat.
Periscope in the garden.
Oh, you're going to have your personal training sessions there. You're not going to be able to eat any bad stuff.
No, that's right.
He'll be able
I
to
don't
log
eat bad stuff
He'll
anyway.
Be able to log on and see if you've picked up a McDonald's on the way home.
Anyway, I love you, Charlotte. Make sure
I'll be able to log on and see what else you've picked up on the way home.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All the predictable texts are coming in about Scott Cam, as you'd expect.
Well, like what? What are the predictable ones?
Oh, we'll get to see all your stupid friends. That's from Neil on the...
I haven't seen that.
On the M1.
I haven't seen that.
Really? Put it in the bathroom. No, there's not going to be any cameras in the bathroom.
There's a lot saying you won't be able to pull a sickie next week.
Hilarious. Like I said, quite predictable.
Dave in Cornwall wants to know, is it a pay subscription after 11 p.m, like certain channels?
No.
Okay.
I can't wait to see your odd life on the box from Gemma in Bridge End.
You're going to have to sew a button, aren't you, on your pyjama flies?
I don't wear them.
You do? You said you did wear them.
Yeah, not always.
Yeah, but I'm just warning if you... I might suggest you wear it next week.
Okay, always next week.
but you need to put a button on the
really
open fly.
Yeah, I really do. People will be tuning in now who don't know what the hell you're talking about with my pyjamas. Do you want to explain?
What, the pyjamas?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the same pair of... Well, not the same pair. We have a pair of pyjamas each that are exactly the same style that you bought for us both.
Yeah. When we filmed Deirdre's video casebook.
Because we didn't want to appear naked in bed together.
How often do you wear yours?
Well, I haven't worn them during the summer, but I'll start wearing them again now.
Mm.
Kind of a winter thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, really.
So we've got matching pairs, but the problem is the fly is an open fly. There's no button on them, so it's quite easy to pop out.
Okay. Johnny in Nuneaton says, I don't think I'm ready for this, Scott, at this stage in our relationship. Okay, well...
Isn't there a slight problem? Because you know when people do this, they say after a while you forget the cameras are there.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, isn't there a problem that you could forget they're there and
do
appear naked at some point,
maybe,
for example?
We are, well, we'll see, won't we? So it's Scott Cam all next week at Radio 1 online. Good luck, everyone.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.